This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The vax fight gets bigger and bigger. Human remains found in the search for Brian Laundrie. And we're seeing drone attacks on troops in Syria, U.S. troops. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, thanks so much for hanging with us. Coming up at the tail end of the hour, a quick reminder at the beginning of this show, we have Nail the Score. And what is Nail the Score? Your chance to win some fabulous prizes and, if nothing else, bragging rights and have a little fun. I picked the game of the week in the NFL, and you, yes, you, nailed the score. You just pick a side, tell me the score, and if it hits, you win big. You just have to email me during that hour, Kate at Kate Delaney Radio, Kate at Kate Delaney Radio, or you obviously can call in as well. We always can count on Pete and Sharon and some others as well. So all you have to do is jump on the phone line, scribble down this number, 855-266-5283. All right, let's jump right into it. First of all, because there was so much attention on Gabby Petito and her fiance Brian Laundrie and what happened to her and the family, were they covering something up, and a zillion others, feels like it anyway, tentacles to this story. And now what is human remains or appears to be, and some things that belong to Brian Laundrie, including a backpack, have been found in the Carlton Reserve, which is in Northport, Florida. And I mean, this is a place that is so thick and hard to get through, this area, Northport. So one of the things they found was a notebook belonging to Laundrie. He, of course, is a person of interest in the murder of Gabby Petito, and the apparent remains were found in an area that was underwater until recently. So, based on the conditions of the remains, they say it could take some time to officially identify who this person is. But they were found about 2 to 3 miles inside the reserve, about a 45-mile walk from the entrance of the creek. So this is interesting to see how this plays out, because remember, the family said that he had gone into that reserve, and they combed the area, could find absolutely nothing. Couldn't find anything. So we'll see if in fact it is his remains or not, as they comb through this. There's lots of questions, but not a lot of answers at this point. I say that this show is about the buzz in the land, and of course it's over vax or not vax or what's happening in the world. And boy, there's a lot of fighting going on because of mandates. How about this? Got a bunch of them for you. New York City is going to eliminate testing, the option for the workforce, saying, yeah, there's no option here. That you got to, all municipal workers, you got to be vaccinated against COVID-19, and we're just getting rid of the test option. That's not happening. So, of course, the police union went berserk over this and said that they would bring legal action against the city of New York, the city of Los Angeles, San Francisco, and other cities in an expanded mandate that will apply to about 160,000 municipal workers, of which 71% have received at least one dose. They're in that quandary, too. So police and firefighters are included in the New York City requirement. Also, certain Department of Corrections, so the prison people, will have until December 1st to comply, as they're going on with problems at Rikers because they have staffing issues, because people are quitting. People are walking off the job and saying, no, forget it. We're not doing this. And it's interesting because of pushing this, de Blasio has said, the mayor, that we're not firing people on the spot. Please get vaccinated by the deadline. If you do, you can continue your work. You don't have to leave without pay. But there are a lot of police officers who are on the brink of saying, take this badge seriously. The New York City Police Benevolent Association, that's the union that represents 24,000 uniformed cops, they say they are definitely challenging the requirement in the court. They're definitely going to do it. And this goes in line with what some other police officers unions have said across the United states. So teachers and other municipal workers, for their part, have also gone the lawsuit route against local and state government vaccine requirements. They haven't had a lot of success here. There have been a few exceptions, but very few. And, of course, usually it's for religious exemptions. That usually works. But other than that, it hasn't worked that well in some of these legal brawls. So you've got a couple of dates that are coming up in a lot of big cities, a lot of suburban areas. And you have some people that are ready to walk out the door. And at all levels, by the way, in and out burger, so a big burger franchises, you know, all over California. There's some in Texas. There's some in a few other places. Well, the San Francisco mandate, they say, yep, we're not going to comply. So the chain is refusing to comply with the mandate that restaurants check vaccine cards before allowing customers to dine indoors, because that was a big thing that kicked in California. That was Governor Newsom who said, we're going back to that. So can you imagine, you know, if you're going to come in, you're going to have somebody checking vax cards. And, of course, they would be the front lines. They would be the line of defense. And most of them would be kids that would have to do that. That's ridiculous, putting them in that situation. I agree with that. And what they've said, the company's legal and business officer has said, we refuse to become the vaccination police for any government. And what they said was, it's unreasonable, it's invasive, it's unsafe to force our restaurants to segregate customers into those who can be served and who can't, whether they have this card or not, whether that happens. And part of this is, in San Francisco, they're saying, listen, we've had a surge of breakthrough COVID cases, and that's why we're doing that. So, and they have leaned on this burger chain to check vaccine cards. They've gotten a bunch of warnings from the city's health department. So they're checking up on everybody, right? And, you know, they got to have one of their locations that's an in-your-face place where it's, you know, right there on the Fisherman's Wharf area. So it'd be easy to know whether they're complying or not. And it brings up the question. I mean, in these restaurants, checking for proof of vaccinations before allowing someone to come in, do you support that or do you say absolutely no way? I think for the kids, you know, that is something that is crazy to demand that of them. So then does that mean they have to have somebody else that comes and patrols and pays attention to it? It would be difficult in a place like that to enforce, but then other people could argue, well, what about in bars, because they're doing the same thing, and what about the surge? And this is the argument and the problem that not just California is having, but some other places are as well. All right, hang with us. We're going round the bend again next.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they share with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.
My take on these train riders who held up phones, didn't call 911, and decided that they were going to take every picture and every video they could of a woman who was raped on a Philadelphia train. I have to say, this is just absolutely outrageous. Are you kidding me? They did nothing to intervene. So the man, his name was Fiston Nigoy, he's 35 years old. He harassed her, groped her, and raped her where passenger. I mean, where are we living? This is like a sick, sad movie. And passengers are watching the assault through more than 24 train stops. Wow. Nobody called anybody, any cops, anybody. Of course, they're investigating whether any of the witnesses may have recorded the incident, which is believable since there was pieces of video out there, supposedly. They don't expect to charge any bystanders on the train. What are they charging them with, being a disgusting human being? So transit officers for the Southeastern Pennsylvania Transportation Authority stopped this 35-year-old at a train stop, found him in the middle of his assault. That's what the SEPTA police chief said at a news conference. When the doors opened, an officer entered and saw what he believed was a criminal act occurring. He ripped the man off of her and pulled him out onto the platform. So what happened was the victim and the attacker got on the train at the same stop. a place called Frankford Transportation Center in northeast Philadelphia. And police say they weren't able to stop the assault until the train reached the 69th Street terminal in West Philadelphia, which was about 27 stops later. But when they could, I mean, within 3 minutes of getting a call, they were able to do something. But what's so troubling, and even the police look so disgusted, dejected, and where is the humanity? They can't believe that anybody witnessing the assault didn't try to intervene, right? And they reiterated the need for people who see something unusual to report it, even anonymously or through the emergency buttons on the train, which they have right there. People should be angry, and they should be just sick to death about this. You know, this lasted for about 40 minutes. So they've got surveillance footage that captured the whole thing. And it shows other people recording the attack, what it looks like they're recording the attack, with their phones in their hands, holding the phones up in the direction of the woman being attacked. Wow. Wow. So the case, in this case, they don't anticipate, like I already said, charging any of the fellow passengers for not intervening in this heinous act. And the district attorney said prosecutors want witnesses to come forward rather than fearing prosecution because Pennsylvania law does not allow for the prosecution of a passenger who may have witnessed a crime. Right? So somebody could say, well, maybe they feel uncomfortable about physically intervening and are concerned or whatever. But hello, calling right away, not holding up your phone and shooting it and just watching and watching and watching, especially, I don't know how many people were there and who was it that was there. It's just, so extreme that somebody didn't do anything. So, of course, this 35-year-old is facing a bunch of charges, including rape. The arrest affidavit detailed the times of the assault, including that during the 40 minutes she was trying to just push him away, do anything she could. The number of witnesses, they're very vague on this. It's unclear. They're trying to figure out how many witnesses there were. And, you know, this wasn't like it was 2 in the morning. He sat down next to the woman about a minute after he boarded the train, so shortly after 9:15 in the evening. And the video immediately shows her pushing him away several times until he's ripping clothes off on her. Wow. That nobody could do anything. What kind of society do we live in? I mean, it is like a twisted movie, a sad, sad state of affairs. And how embarrassing for Philadelphia, which constantly gets dragged through the mud for things that people do. And this just adds to it. This just, of course, there's good people in Philly or in South Jersey or wherever. But this does not help when something like this happens. Like, yeah, look at those people. Look what they do. It's horrific, right? I mean, just it's despicable. And it's so easy to tee this up and tee off on that. But we certainly, on this show, especially when we go to our author's corner, we've had lots of victims of abuse on, men and women who talk about what happens and the stain of it and what happens when people don't believe them or what happens when there are other people that could have intervened. And this is flat out in the middle, you know, in a train that had definitely people on it. And nobody stepped forward. And, you know, you ask yourself the question, what would you do if you were there? What would you have done if you were there? I can tell you I would not be sending that off to people. And personally, I have to believe that I would have to make a move. I would have to do something to intervene, right? I mean, would it blow back on me? Did he have a weapon? It doesn't sound like it. But it's just an awful, 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 terrible, terrible thing to have happened. And it just highlights again some of the outrageous behavior. Where, people, where is the humanity? Where is the humanity? I mean, and ask yourself that question. You know, who was she and what does this do to her life and her family? And thinking that, you know, she's on the train and appeared to be coming from work and that's what happens. And nobody does anything. I mean, in fact, I know. I know that I couldn't live with myself if I didn't do something. And at least I immediately would be on that 911. I would be pressing the emergency buttons. I would be enlisting other people to help. I don't know. I know that something, because I don't, you know, what exactly happened when you know something's going on and where are you in relationship to where they were on the train. But people. See something, say something. It is so true. It is so true. You have mothers, you have nieces, you have granddaughters, and to just think that would happen. And like I said, so easy to tee this up, right? Because really, are any of the people in this audience going to say, "Oh, no, they did the right thing"? Very doubtful. Very doubtful. But obviously, there are people in the city of brotherly love that weren't so loving and didn't care what was happening to a stranger, just did not care. All right, coming up, I want to make sure that everybody knows this. We're going to hit the mailbag because the mailbag is full of COVID, really, on all angles of this, talking about vaccination, masking, all kinds of things. And then talking about this UK variant now that has bubbled up. I was talking to someone today just outside of London, and they told me it's worrisome because it was looking pretty good, and now it's quite the opposite of that. And also boosters. I think part of that whole COVID thing, boosters are on your mind, to booster or not. And I keep getting asked this question over and over again, when is this madness going to be over? And I always say the same thing. I got lots of emails asking me that. And I have a magic eight ball, but it just keeps saying, ask again later. Go to the mail room. I'll meet you there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A busy day in our nation's capital. House Speaker and California Democratic Congresswoman Nancy Pelosi holding an event on climate change with Senate Majority Leader and New York Democratic Senator Chuck Schumer and other Democratic senators Wednesday morning. The speaker saying addressing climate change with infrastructure legislation means more than just rebuilding roads and bridges.
We're talking about creating good-paying jobs. This is about jobs. We're creating, honoring our responsibilities to our children. We're talking about health issues, clean air, clean water.
The 2021 fiscal year is now the busiest on record for the nation's Border Patrol. Agents apprehending more than 1.7 million illegal immigrants coming from Mexico. The busiest time coming during July and August. USA Radio News. A new poll is out regarding the 2024 presidential election. From the USA Radio News Cape Cod Bureau, Chris Barnes has the details.
A vast majority of Republicans hoping that former President Trump attempts another White House run in 2024. It's according to a Quinnipiac University survey of over 1,300 adults, and it finds 78% of Republicans polled think Trump should run again. 94% of Democrats say no, do not. 58% of independents don't think he should. Results are up, though, over 10% amongst those Republicans since the same poll was done in May. Trump has shown some recent signs he's considering a 2024 run. He's been fundraising and providing endorsements in key House and Senate races.
An investigation is underway after a bridge collapsed just east of Atlanta, Georgia. Police saying at least one person died after the access bridge near Interstate 20 collapsed Tuesday night. USA Radio News.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs loves Beyond Tangy Tangerine, a complete nutritional supplement from Longevity. That's why he recommends it to everyone he meets and takes it himself every day.
Beyond Tangy Tangerine, my personal favorite longevity product, multivitamin, mineral complex powder. You add it to water and drink. It's a great way to get yourself off the snack foods. It's a great way to demonstrate to the folks who are non-believers in nutritional supplementation how effective a supplement program can be. It's great for kids. It tastes awesome. It's less than $50 a month, and it's truly a cornucopia of nutrition. Vitamins A, C, D, E, K, your B complex.
To get a nutritional supplement that's loaded with nutrients that even your kids will like, order Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail for you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
What? Stick in the mail bag.
Stick in the mail bag.
Yeah.
All right, this one is for Derek, and we need a little levity, so I'm going to go to what Derek wrote to me. Derek writes, "Dear Kate, I'm a big fan of your show, but I don't understand why you won't embrace my Buccaneers and Tom Brady. It seems like all the love you heap toward the NFL teams this year is about the Cardinals. What is so great about the Cardinals? Who cares about the Cardinals in that desert that they play in Arizona? What about us who root for the Buccaneers? We got sunshine. We got great food. We got great fishing. We got it all. And we have Tom Brady. Come on over to Raymond James and I'll buy you a beer." Okay, so thanks for that, because my family lives really close to Raymond James Stadium. I have been there. I have seen the Buccaneers. I've seen the ship. I get it. I do. I get it. I am not dissing on the Buccaneers. I like the Cardinals. This is just an exciting thing to see. Again, the Cardinals back to where I've seen them in the past. And you got an exciting young quarterback in Kyler Murray. So there you go. I mean, everybody could call me up from wherever they are and say, well, why aren't you rooting for the Lions? Because they're 0-6. I mean, and Matt Stafford, who was the quarterback for the Lions, now for the Rams, gets to meet the Lions in his own den in SoFi Stadium, by the way, this upcoming weekend. All right, you can nail the score that's coming up in our next segment, Game of the Week. What will it be? What will the game of the week be? I'm not going to get into that yet. All right, let's go to a couple of others. How about this one from Mac? Mac emails us a lot. All right, so Mac is saying, Kate, I'm so tired of the smack surrounding the vax. Ooh, it's rhyming. Just get vaccinated, peeps. What is the problem with the whole vaccination thing? There have been some sad tales, absolutely. There have been some freak things that have happened with blood clots. But overall, it is our best line of defense. Look at history, people. Look at what has happened in the past with polio or chickenpox or several other things that have happened that have become epidemics and have destroyed people's lives, but vaccines definitely made a difference. If you know it is the one thing that could keep you off a ventilator, why in the hell would you not get vaccinated? Okay, so we both get that, but there are people for various reasons, and there's a lot of reasons. Some of them because they do believe it's a control thing, some of them way out in conspiracy land and have all kinds of ideas about chips being inserted into us and all that kind of nonsense. But you can find those stories all over the internet. It is the Wild West, and it's all out there for you to make a decision. And, you know, there are people that are concerned about their health because of something that they have, and they think it will clash with what the vaccine is, or they've had problems in the past. And I get it. I mean, there would have to be some exceptions no matter what, but not the amount of exceptions that we're seeing. And as long as we continue to operate this way, the thing that we're saying to ourselves is, where do we go from here? Are we just going to have an economic collapse, which we're already seeing with the supply chain because people don't want to get vaccinated and they're willing to not get paid and leave the job, even if they desperately need it, because they're standing on the principle of, I don't want the government to tell me what to do. I don't want anyone to tell me what to do. And I don't want to see this. So I don't want to be told this. And it is bad. And you talk to anybody who owns a restaurant. You talk to people that are in these municipalities with mandates and deadlines coming up. I mean, there's absolutely a huge movement of people who don't want to be vaccinated, right? I mean, definitely. Look, you've got military orders with a big deadline that's coming up. And, I mean, the Pentagon is rejecting what some of the policies, you know, when they talk about the mandate for all troops to get the coronavirus vaccine, is what happens if you refuse to get the vaccine? I mean, what happens to national security? Seriously, what happens? Are you immediate? Think about this. Vaccine mandates for all uniformed troops, Defense Department civilians, private contractors, all of that. So tens of thousands of department personnel might not be willing to comply with the order. So is that going to be expensive trying to find those replacements? What does that mean? What's going to happen? What happens to the morale? What happens to the troops? And you think of threats and where we are and, oh, boy. This is going to be interesting to see what happens, right? I mean, seriously. You know, you look at the vaccination regimen and where is the rate at this point? How many are vaccinated? And this is a constant tug of war. So the Pentagon has been apparently a lot gentler when asked about the consequences of troops disobeying orders to receive the vaccine. It's shifted a little bit. What are the plans for punishing people who continue to refuse to get the shot with the deadline coming up? What is that? What do you do? Are you discharged? I mean, what do you do? It's pretty dramatic, right? So what's the threat? What's the threat to them? And what to think about the reserves, the National Guard units, and how vital they were during Hurricane Ida when we have natural disasters. Imagine thinning that core of people out in lots of big places. Boy, tough. All right, let's move on. I don't want to go down a rabbit hole. This one is from Maureen, who says, wow, Kate, I don't know if you know this or not, because you've talked about him on the air before, and I think you've even had a conversation with him. You've talked about Senator Joe Manchin, and apparently there's a story that I saw that he's considering leaving the Democratic Party if they don't cut the size of the social infrastructure bill down to at least $1.75 trillion. And if they don't do that, he would become an American independent, is what he's saying. Yeah, but you know what? So that there was that threat. I heard the same thing. I mean, I think that, I don't know if it was reported, but we just had this the other day where Joe Biden is talking about lowering that. It's not going to be 3.5. So he acquiesced. He caved. And maybe part of that was Manchin realizing, oh, well, okay, I'm stuck. I'm in a rock and a hard place, so I got to do it. So that's happening. How far that goes, and does it hit the House floor and get, you know, go all the way through? We don't know at this point, but lowering it certainly helped. But then what's still in the middle of it is obviously very, 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 very big, huge. All right, social media. I got this one from Richard, who says, Kate, social media, do you think that some people need a diet from social media because it is just a place for too many where they rule with hate and constantly troll other people? Isn't it just a bullying spot and an excuse to waste a lot of time? It's funny you say that, because 70% of Americans say social media companies like Facebook and Twitter do more harm than good. There's a Quinnipiac poll that just came out. 47% of Americans think the government needs to be involved in regulating social media companies. I don't know. See, imagine it's unchecked, right? So we've had these things that have happened. Think of with different platforms, the things that have happened with China and Russia, etc. And 47%, I mean, this is just a poll, but 47% thinking that it should be regulated. Regulation could also be dangerous, right? So we'll see. And I think so much of this was kicked up because of the Facebook whistleblower who testified before Congress about Facebook and misinformation and saying how it harms children and the astronomical profits and what happens and why things, she said it wasn't malevolent, but this was happening and it was the profits over everything else. And the survey found that 52% of Americans say Facebook is doing a poor job of handling misinformation on its social media platform, compared with 27% who say it's doing not such a good job. What? That's a good question, though. Regulate it or keep it unregulated? Social media platforms in general. Something to ponder. You can email me anytime, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. Meet you for Nail the Score next. Scared of the spotlight. You don't.
SuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed it is. You can play, have some fun, and win some fabulous prizes, plus bragging rights. So, what is the game of the week? Who is playing the game of the week? You know, it went through the schedule, and there's some lousy games. You know, we have King Kong versus, like, a little peanut. Yeah, like, just a little peewee team. So, unless something changes, because sometimes you can have an off week. And there were a bunch of games like that. But I found a couple that could be interesting. And I think this could be interesting, because I can't really, you know, wrap my head around these two teams as to, you know, will one of them step into, will one of them step up and take the mantle? And it's probably not going to be the Broncos, but it's the Browns and the Broncos. So Teddy, I'm trying to find my identity, Bridgewater in the mountains in Colorado, versus the Broncos. Versus the Browns, can Teddy get it done? And then you think of, you know, Mr. Commercial. And I'm talking about, you know, Mayfield. And whether or not Baker just lives up to what we think he can ultimately be. So what's interesting is that the Browns, drumroll please, are not starting Baker because, I found this out right before I went on the air, because he's got a tear in his non-throwing shoulder. So Case Keenum, in fact, will be the quarterback. So maybe something different happens here for the Browns. I don't know. The Cleveland is favored just by 2 at this point, right? So what do you think? Browns and the Broncos, who wins and what is the final score? What is the final score in this epic could-be battle? Let's go to Pete and Sharon. They are always here. Opposite ends of the map. Pete in Texas, Sharon in Maine. Pete, you have the floor. What say you? Mean.
That was ruthless. It's kind of like social media. If I want to get pissed off, I'll call my ex-old lady.
There you go, right? You can just do the real thing. You don't have to get on social media. There you go. I like it.
Okay. What's over and under?
The over and under was low on this game. I was surprised. It's 41.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I think I'll be going with my old faithful 28-19 Denver.
Denver. Case stepping up. No, Case is on for the Browns.
No.
Teddy Bridgewater. Teddy Bridgewater stepping up. Teddy's finding his identity in Colorado, like I said. All right, so you think Teddy will get it done and they'll win 28-19. I agree that it's going to be Denver. What the score will be interesting to see, definitely.
No doubt. No doubt.
Yeah. And it's Thursday night, so we're going to watch it. Pete in the bunker. Go back. Thank you. He's not doing the social media thing. He's at it. Okay, so is it Denver or is it Cleveland? The Browns or the Broncos? It is in Cleveland. This game is being played in Cleveland. Cleveland is favored by 2. Like I said, Pete just asked. Over-under is 41. 41. Sharon in Maine. Hello, Sharon.
Hi there. How are you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Hanging in there.
Good.
Been a little chilly here.
So chilly like 30 degrees chilly or 50 degrees or what?
High 50s, low 60s.
Oh, that is chilly.
Yep. Windbreaker or a light jacket day.
Yeah, light jacket, light sweater. I gotcha.
Yep. Okay, my score choice. I'm going to go 31 Broncos. Browns
17. I like it. You see a blowout, which could happen because of the switching quarterback and, you know, who knows. All right, Sharon, glad you called. Thank you. Duly noted. Is 50 degrees cold? Do we think 50 degrees is cold? For me, it would be cold, but it depends on where you live, whether that is really... I like how she said it was windbreaker weather, though. It made me think about that, because I'm going to Seattle for a couple of days. Is it windbreaker weather when it's constant rain and cooler? I think it's nasty weather is what I think. All right, Nathan, he always is like the clairvoyant on the show, Browns or the Broncos. What do you think?
I think you gotta wear a rain slicker. And then you have, you know, thermals on underneath that. I'm in Minnesota, so yeah, it's been, and it's been raining too up here. I have my winter coat on, that's for sure.
Ooh.
Got down in the 40s. I am gonna do the other numbers here. How about we make it closer-ish? And I'll still give it to the Broncos, 24, 24-19.
24-19. Broncos across the board. All right, I like it. Thank you.
Yeah.
So, best advice ever from Nathan. Wear a slicker. Wear a slicker. I was just thinking about that. Oh, do I have to bring... I have a cheese ball-y yellow slicker walking around Seattle in that. I don't know. All right, Browns and the Broncos. Absolutely, I think it's going to be the Broncos. On the road, yeah. But the injuries that the Browns have, how do they overcome their injuries? I think they don't overcome their injuries. And so that's why it's got to be the Broncos. And I think the Broncos win it by a score of 35 to 21. And I think it is the Broncos. You know, you can only do so much about injuries, and these injuries are pretty big, so I don't see how they overcome them. I see that they're going to struggle with that, right? But, you know, Bridgewater has a left foot injury, too. So you got that going on the other side of things. But this one's ready-made for them to pick this one up and be 4-3. 4-3, but I think they could blow it. You know, there were other games I said that I looked at I could have picked. I mean, we could have gone with Washington, the Packers, but Green Bay is favored by over a touchdown. Come on. I mean, then you have teams like the Dolphins, who are 1-5, taking on the Falcons. Atlanta's favored by 2.5 in that game. There was a good game that I could have picked, but I've already used these teams before. Bengals and the Ravens in Week 7, that could be interesting. I mean, look, the Bengals are 4-2. The Ravens are 5-1. Baltimore's favored by almost a touchdown, 6.5 points. That one would be pretty good. And then you got a lot of lopsided games, I think. I mean, the Bears are 3-3, and they're taking on the Buccaneers. And, of course, the Colts and the 49ers, Saints. We like the Saints. I almost went with the Saints. Saints and the Seahawks. And that, of course, is it being played in Seattle. And that is the Monday night game. New Orleans is favored by 4.5 points. 4.5 points. So there is that. Could have gone in that direction, did not. All right, so we also got a bunch of emails in here, and usually I don't do the emails. I'm just going to do one of them. Rick says, Kate, I couldn't get through. Here's what I think. I think it's going to be Denver all the way, but I'm from Denver. I think the score is going to be 40-21. All right, 40-21. That's a lot of points. I hope someone nails the score. Good luck to everyone. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count. Inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.